Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 23 of the Riverging podcast of Three Quarter Time. I'm Janus. I'm joined with Cookie and with T-Gub. And the round of AFL, it's been a bit of a valiant and combative round. The underdogs in the games have put up a bit of a fight, and even one of them has shaped the top eight, had a bit of influence. And the darts, the world championship up in Wollongong, has just happened. Boys, how are we going?
Oh, yes.
Lukey Littler.
Oh, we love the gong. We love the darts at the gong.
Anyway, the Aussie Masters.
The Aussie Masters, we love darts. Cookie's very good at darts.
Oh, jeez, that's an interesting statement.
He's very good.
Aisha can play.
You think those long limbs would give you a bit more... Yeah,
he has this ability to grunt before he throws the dart, and then throws it. It's beautiful. It's pristine timing.
No, lads, we are phenomenal. T-Dub, I presumed it was just a weekend as usual. How were you?
I was good. Just not much. No tennis this week. Rest the body, rest the mind, rest the soul, and
that's
then. Jump in the recording studio, which is what we love. Cookie, how was your weekend?
Similar story of just awoken from like a 3-hour nap. Oh. Just really making use of the Sunday.
That's basically asleep at that point.
It's beautiful.
Basically. I think something, an external presence woke me up at like 7 when we were time to record. I was like, oh, jeez, here we go.
That's just
thank the Lord Janus wasn't ready.
That's beautiful.
Janus made the trip on Friday night.
Yep, went down the highway. Word of warning to anyone going down to Geelong and coming back up to Melbourne after 12, avoid the Westgate at all costs. That was a slow way back. The highway was okay. Went down with my cousin, drove them down, saw Geelong put away a pretty... You know, a bit of a scare there in the third quarter, but Geelong put them away. But my cousin, she went down, she wanted to buy a bunch of badges before the game. She wanted to buy a bunch of badges. Grime Myers, Sandra Koenig, Conor O'Sullivan, I think. And we went to the vendor because they had like a 20% off thing before the bounce. Went to the vendor. All of those badges were sold out. And she's like, okay, don't worry about it. And I said, hang on. Ocean Mullen's sitting right there. Do you not want him? And she went, no. And I was kind of offended by that. And then the person selling the badges started laughing at me for saying that. And I was extra offended by that as well. And I said, hang on, mate. Let's not laugh at that. Give me one Ocean Mullen badge. And he sort of looked at me a bit weird. I went, yeah. Give it to me, please. Bought the badge, put it in my scarf, sat down. And it's no coincidence that in the start of that game, he had the first three clear touches of the game and first shot on goal. So he was feeling it early.
Yes.
I like it, Janus.
That's beautiful. That is phenomenal.
Right now.
Did you ever get footy badges teed up?
I got a free one.
Is that the only one you have or you didn't buy it?
No, I don't buy footy merch. You know me.
No, but your dad could have bought you one when you were 5.
No, he doesn't believe in footy merch either.
Respect.
That's where you get it from.
Yeah. we're like, I can't even describe it. We're like Russian spies at the footy. We just sit there incognito, yell out at both teams. Everyone just gets really confused, and then we go home. It's really odd. We're odd
you
here.
You actually are like Russian spies. That's the joke.
We are. I sit there in my...
You've got the paper with the holes cut through. You know, you're like spying on America's like nuclear codes.
I sit there with my black hat, my green jacket, my beige pants. It's a beautiful outfit. It really is iconic.
And a Canucks beanie.
Or a Canucks beanie.
Sometimes you have vibrant shoes sometimes. I've seen some bright blue and orange numbers.
Yes.
Not that incognito.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes. I won't go there anyway. I'll get in trouble. But yes. But no, I got a free Jeff Garlett badge with a footy record once. So.
Oh, Jeffy.
Kicker Jeffrey.
I'd have to find it. But
I've definitely got a few badges. I genuinely have a Spanger badge.
Fair enough, too.
Phenomenal.
Fair enough.
Love,
You would have. Yeah. I mean, you had a Hawthorne bag locker in your room at one point. So
that is a good story, actually. I'll tell you this, actually. I think it was on my 13th birthday. My uncle, he went to a high school. He just basically took like an old locker, like, you know, standard like old American locker. He just took it. I must have been throwing them out, and he just took it home and painted it Hawthorne colors and like changed the name and put like my name on it and gave it to me for my birthday. That is such a good gift.
It's beautiful. And you left your computer in there, remember?
Oh, that's right.
You thought you lost your school laptop.
I lost my school computer for 2 weeks when I realized it was in my sports locker. That's a great gift, though. Tell you what, custom things like that, goated.
You have to put it behind next to the couch there, in front of the
cupboard. Yeah, bring it up.
You might be able to. It's in the homeland at the moment.
That's beautiful.
The homeland, the motherland.
Speaking of the motherland, lads, today I had a 3-year-old's birthday party, and I'll tell you what,
you would have been irrelevant.
First, I was
jumping castles, clowns,
pretty much.
ball pit.
I got two ball things. Pit. Do you guys remember when you go to like a birthday party as a kid and you get like a lolly show bag?
Lolly bags.
A lolly bag.
What have we got?
Yes. Yeah. I forgot they were a thing. That's just beautiful.
Did you get one?
It's like a gift for the guest.
I didn't get one because they ran out and there was a lot of kids there, but
yeah. I'm a bit sad. No, I remember I had a lolly bag once with Pokemon cards in it. That was a good one.
It was a Pokemon party, actually.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
Now, in the spirit of our first football memory, Janus, I'm going to hand it to you because I need to quickly run to the oven and get a pie. But I want you to tell Tater your first football memory.
Be quick, I'll be back. Don't let it burn.
I'll be back. Oh, you know, I'll bring the pie over. I'll show you how well I've cooked this.
No. As you can see, we're a very well-oiled.
He's off.
Land out machine. He's
at least
off.
He's got
here we
pants
go.
Let's on see. This week.
Oh, that's very important. Let's see.
Yes.
There's a high chance the oven has not been turned on. There's a very high chance.
This is just phenomenal.
It's just a bit of commentary.
I feel like this needs golf commentary. He leans in.
Oh, he's natural element. Oh, get the follow through. Oh, yes, he does on the oven door. Unbelievable.
It's close. Why are his clothes too small for him?
Well, I think against the Sunday, we'll cut him some slack.
Yeah, we will. He's got the ripped jeans.
Lads, look at this. This is a phenomenally cooked pie.
What sort of browning on the top?
The oven was on, wasn't it?
Oh!
It looks more like a crumpet.
It's a little shepherd's pie, boys.
Oh, yes.
Not bad at all.
Has it got cheese?
You put Vegemite on top of that.
He's just, that is elite.
He's off.
He's just rearranging himself.
Did you only make one pie?
No, there's two. There's one for the maestro.
You need to eat, big man. That's not enough for you.
No time for eating at the moment. It's podcast time. Janus, I'm going to kick us off.
Back in
the day, I used to be a shocking Geelong fan. I was bullied as a kid.
He's a bandwagon.
I'm not a bandwagon. But anyway, yeah, I remember.
I don't know why you led with that.
Yeah, true. Here's a question. In 2007, what was Kenya Park called?
Skilled Stadium.
Correct. Well done, Janus. I think my first football memory is 2007, round 19. I saw Geelong beat the Crows.
Ooh.
Kenya Park.
Bang.
I think that was my first memory. And I've never seen my dad more relaxed, as you could imagine, in 07 going to Kenya Park. It was turn up at the footy, sit down, watch the Cats win and walk and leave. That was what I was instructed that we would be doing.
Did you remember anything in particular of the day?
I remember, so what's the new stand? The Selwood stand.
Yeah.
The one, that's where I was sitting, but it was like one level and it was cold. No. It was windy back in the day there. You really have to rug up. T-Dub, what about yourself?
I've got two. I've got going to the footy. I remember walking to Marvel Stadium, or as it was originally, the Dome. Telstra Dome back in the day. And we're walking the same way we always do. We walk. We park like 25 minutes away walking. And then we walked there. Keep in mind, I was about three. And he dragged this three-year-old across the city and into Marvel Stadium. So now my internal clock tells me that's about 2007, 2006, around then. But I remember the 2006 grand final. I remember West Coast playing Sydney in a grand final. Now, I'm assuming it's 2006 and not 2005 because I was two in 2005. So I'm assuming it was 2006 when I was three. I remember them playing. I just remember, like, the Big Birds playing on the TV. I was sitting somewhere. I can't even remember where. But I was just, I remember the game. I don't remember anything about the game, but I remember it happening because it was just the Big Birds. So, yes. Janus, beautiful. What about you?
Well, like Cookie, I used to go for my dad's team. My dad's a big Collingwood man. And so when I came out, he tried to indoctrinate me. I don't know what year it was, but the story goes, I went into daycare one day as a Collingwood supporter. And I left daycare that day as a Geelong supporter.
Oh, I think it was my, what a great decision.
I think it was my first, you know, like active independence, you know, really taking life by the scruff of its neck and saying, listen, Dad, I'm going to do my own thing. So I think that was the first instance of that.
So clearly I'm but the only loyal my, one here.
My first, like, football memory is a bit later than you guys. It was in 2011. It was, I think it was round 24. And it was Collingwood versus Geelong at the MCG. And I remember watching that game with Dad as a Geelong supporter and him as a Collingwood supporter. And the Geelong won comfortably, but it was a bit of a dead rubber game because I think all the top spots have been sorted. But Daniel Menzel, I remember, kicked five in that game. And so he'll always end up in the back of... He'll always be in the back of my head because of that.
Beautiful.
I think I saw Daniel Menzel do his knee against Hawthorn.
The week later.
Was that in 2011?
Yeah, he did it in the qualifying final.
He didn't play in the grand final.
Oh, yeah, I was there then.
No, it was...
He was unlucky, poor bloke.
It was very good. Well, I'm clearly loyal, and look where that got me. Absolutely nowhere. So the moral of this episode is don't be loyal.
The world's not fair.
Be like Miles Morales.
Do your own thing. Nah, I'm going to do my own thing.
Or just bandwagon like Cookie.
Facts.
Just bandwagon like Cookie and success follows bandwagons, apparently.
You know what? You're right, T-Dub. And I'm gonna continue that conversation. There is a team where I can guarantee a lot of bandwagons are in the US. The New England Patriots.
Yes.
Ooh.
Now, if you ever meet a Pats fan, you just got to instinctively think they're a bandwagon because they were so dominant.
Yep.
Recently, we had a statue put up in Foxborough.
Yes.
Which is in New England. Boston? Or New England?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, this is one of the best statues I've seen. We'll put a photo just bang.
Yep.
17 foot for the 17 times he won the AFC East with the Patriots.
That is now, beautiful.
Like, that is insane. Like, look how big it is compared to the people.
It's not bad, is it?
He's a big man. It's bloody huge.
It's a fair statue.
Yeah, it's huge, as.
It's a lot of bucks.
Yeah, apparently it was $7 million US to build.
Jeez, no wonder they're in tax debt.
But I mean, if you're going to build a statue for anybody, it's got to be TB12. So, what are some of the worst statues that have been put up? Now, I've got three here. One of them is just like so bad they had to redo it. Ronaldo's statue. Janus, you remember this being unveiled?
That's a classic because it became such a meme.
It's an airport called the Cristiano Ronaldo Airport or something?
It's shocking.
In Portugal.
It's diabolical.
I think so.
Yeah, it is diabolical. He looks like Lex Luthor before his hair burst off.
I can't say what he actually looks like because we'll get cancelled, but it's not good.
No, it's not.
Did they redo it?
Yeah, they did. They redid it.
They had to. But it was terrible.
But that photo I've got in the doc is the OG.
Yeah, that is the OG.
Someone moved his face. They forgot to like his legal his beauty. Face.
Yeah.
A couple of poor ones. We've got Mo. I don't know where this is from, but Mo Salah was made as like a little statue.
I've never seen that one. I have not seen that one.
Look at that.
That looks like something they'd sell at the front of the Great Pyramids, you know, like a little like a little trinket.
Yeah, I can't see what you're saying.
That's a shocker.
He's doing
the cross, the Redeemer as well.
Oh, it has the fro.
Are you sure that's Mo Salah? Are you sure
it
that's
is.
Mo Salah?
That's a Mo Salah statue.
Not like a member of a 1970s funk band.
No, that is a Mo Salah statue. And then we've just added Dwayne Wade, where they made the bloke look 65.
This was a shocker.
Look how old he looks.
Bad, that one. I don't think it's that bad.
It's not bad.
The thing that was funny with this was him, like his reaction to it. Like he was just in shock because he knew how bad it was.
That's funny, man.
Who is a current athlete? You'd say Ronaldo, but who is a current athlete whose statue would just be so funny if they like messed it up? Like who has the like complexion that would be hilarious?
What about a funny Novak statue?
There's opportunities there.
To be fair, that Ronaldo one looks more like Novak Djokovic than it does Ronaldo.
That's where the inspiration from.
Oh,
it straight up looks like Novak.
I reckon staying in American sports, I reckon you could butcher a Dirk Nowitzki statue.
Oh, that could be butchered.
I reckon you could butcher one. I reckon you could seriously, seriously butcher one. But if we're going AFL, who's the front runner? Who could you butcher?
Wait, but like, what are the terms for butchering?
Who basically looks funny that you could make a funny looking statue, but it just looks bad?
That's a good question.
Like Nat Fyfe.
Yeah, you could make a funny Nat Fyfe one. I see that. What about a Dusty statue? I mean, you never know where that could turn out
there's
as.
There's an opportunity for real mistakes there. Do you reckon he'll get one?
Dusty.
That's what I was thinking.
The question is, how many players in our lifetime, so since, say, 2005, well, since 2000, because we've seen enough players, how many of them will get
a statue?
At the G. Or at their home ground.
Because you'd feel like, would Fife get a statue? Surely.
Oh.
Actually.
That's good. Well, if Pav hasn't got one, you can't give Fife one.
Yeah, cool.
Two Brownlows, though.
I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Dusty might get one outside of Punt Road.
Gaz and Dusty,
like Buddy?
Probably.
Like Buddy.
Yeah, he might get one at the SCG, but
Buddy's criteria is he's kicked 1,000 goals. Now, does Dunstall have a statue?
I don't know.
Like all of these guys, all right, there's a heap of guys ahead of him, yeah. Buddy. Whereas like Dusty, Gaz Jr. are probably the two.
Yeah.
That could get him.
You reckon Gaz will get one outside of GMHBA?
Maybe. With the fact that he left.
Would you rather Selwood, though? He's got a stand, though. You don't need it.
Would the fact that he left tarnish that?
I think it would.
I think it would, too. Because he only won one Brownlow at Geelong. Won the other at the Gold Coast. So, does that I think, also, Dangerfield's pretty close to deserving one, given that he's like an 8-time All-Australian, Brownlow medalist, premiership player, could be a premiership captain.
Would Maxi Gorn then get one? I mean, he's had how many All-Australians?
Maybe like a,
seven.
The new Caulfield
Gorn's getting one, he's getting it at the G.
Yeah.
I don't know how many BNFs Gorn's won. That would be the thing that would knock him down. But he's like a 7-time All-Australian, so...
I'll tell you how many
He's like a 7-time All-Australian, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, 7-time All-Australian, 2-time BNF winner.
Yeah, 2-time BNF, yep. And a premiership captain, premiership player.
And a 2-time best on Anzac Day Eve, which means absolutely nothing to anyone who follows a team outside of Melbourne and Richmond. But it's an interesting debate.
Bontempelli, you get one at the front of Footscray.
Have you seen the size of the park around the MCG?
Oh, I guess you could put it around the park. It's not a bad
like
call.
Jim Stein's statue isn't exactly close. It's like off on one of the paths.
Yeah. I think John Coleman's on one of the paths up. Yeah. You know, like it's not just around the ground.
Yeah.
So.
No. It's an interesting. I think Cripps deserves one personally, but he's not going to get one.
What, the G?
No, not yet.
He'd get one out of front of Marvel.
No, he won't. he'd need a premiership first.
Yeah, you gotta have a flag.
Jim Steins didn't win one though.
You won a Brownlow.
True.
And he was more of an advocate.
Cripps has won two.
No. But Steins is more of an. He was a big advocate for with the cancer, I think.
Yeah, he's done other things.
Yeah,
with footy as well.
I think there's like a community service Jim Steins award.
Yeah.
So I think that probably constitutes a statue. I mean, sometimes it's more than just football.
That's true. That is true. 45 votes, though. That's all I'm going to say.
Now, lads.
45.
I'm going to take us back to the darts, just because I love the darts.
We do.
One of the most iconic things about the darts, the phenomenal walkout, just the. It's almost better than the darts itself. It's just amazing.
It is.
Like when Stephen the Bullet Bunting walks onto Titanium and does exactly what T-Dub is doing right now.
I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Far away, far away.
There is nothing better. So we thought, what would our walkout song be? What would our nickname be? Because I don't know if they have nicknames. So we've got the Python from, I'm talking about Aussies here. We've got the Python. We've got Damon Header, the Heat.
Oh,
the Heat.
Love Damon Header.
We've got a few.
Love the Iceman.
Janus. The Iceman is
Hollywood. Hollywood.
I love Gerwin Price. Love the man. He's
Janus, what would your nickname be?
I reckon White Lightning.
Ah.
Oh, yes.
That's
White Lightning.
And what would your song be? What would you walk out to?
I would walk out to Black Betty, Spider Bat.
Oh.
Here we go.
Yeah. I feel that's a good walkout song, I feel. Really gets you amped up.
I like it, James.
It's what a good walkout song needs. Cookie.
Yeah, something that we can sing to.
Yes.
I was going to tap hippo. Into a bit of my nickname here. I thought I'll be the Cookie Monster.
Oh,
no, not the hippo.
No, not the hippo, Janus. The Cookie Monster.
The 4-time champion of the world, Cookie Monster.
The Cookie Monster. Yeah, it works.
And I'd have to walk out to Elmo's World.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Imagine people getting absolutely blind. Yep. Just singing Elmo's World.
We love that.
I could imagine it. T-Dub, what are we walking out to?
Well, we actually did a darts video on the T-Dub channel. And I think I was just called The Believer. And the song Believer was my walkout. I'd have to watch the video again. I can't remember. Or like a remix of that. Believer. But
that's nice.
Tapping into my height, I feel like walking out to Waka Waka and being nicknamed the Giraffe would be quite good.
Or Africa by
Toto. Actually, Africa by Toto would be better. It's going to take me a lot to take me away from you. yeah, probably that. Probably the Giraffe in Africa. I reckon that would be a good nickname.
That's quality. Let us know down below, what would you walk out to? And what would your nickname be? I'm curious to see what you can come up with.
I've got another discussion point coming from that. No, I've got another discussion point. Watching the darts, obviously the players take center stage, but if you look just behind them, you see a lot of theatrical costumes.
It's phenomenal.
What do you think would be the weirdest or the funnest costume you would wear if you were at the Gong, sinking piss, watching Stephen Bras?
You'd have to coordinate it.
You would.
Yeah.
Like everyone coordinates it.
To be fair, there what was a guy going? In a green alien costume, which is what I would probably wear.
How would we coordinate?
Which is what I have.
Yeah, true. I saw a bunch of lifeguards there, actually.
Yes, the nuns. Mm. Nuns always get a run. Shrek.
I saw a Hulk there. I saw a Hulk.
The cones. Love the cones.
I saw someone dressed up as the Phantom. That was a random one. The Phantom. The
traffic cones.
I love it. We love the traffic cones. That's good.
Actually, I saw someone with Zach Voss on their sign. Now that I think about it. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
I did say that, and I'm like, geez, it's even in the Gong. The joke is he's been backed in,
hasn't he?
I love the one. There was one where it's like, "Hey, boss, I'm sick tomorrow" or something. That's pretty common, but it's good. I know we're chopping and around here, but I was just gonna say, based on the walkouts, I reckon the best walkout is William O'Connor, the Magpie. He walks out to Zombie.
Oh, yeah.
If you've ever heard this.
The Cranberries.
Yeah. It's just spine tingling. It's just beautiful. Like, it's just, I would play it, but in fear of copyright, I may not. But it's just beautiful. Like,
what's
his
name? The Magpie.
William O'Connor, the Magpie. Google his walkout. It is phenomenal.
That is also a very good name.
Yes, the Irish man.
Oh, hit him with that. Oh, he's Irish. That's why he's done the Cranberries.
From Limerick.
Limerick. We love Limerick.
Maybe one day the three-quarter time boys will make the journey to the Gong.
Oh, hit the Gong.
Really get involved.
I do a live show.
Oh.
Oh, it just takes me back to Gather Around on the hill. When for the entire third quarter, the hill was singing that song. I don't even know what it's called, but just randomly some bloke went. And then that bloke decided to torpedo his full can of beer onto the oval.
Oh, that's right.
No, it wasn't the can. It was the ball. Oh, that was hilarious. No, don't condone that behavior. But this bloke next to us was like, clear the runway. Clear the runway, and they parted the seas. It was like Moses. And he just launched this right foot barrel from the hill, and it landed on the oval. Buffoon. But it was the hill. That was our first experience. Well, my first experience on the hill.
No, it was all our first experience.
Mine too. Yeah, mine too.
It's a safe...
Unfortunately, I'm not as tall as you boys, so I didn't see as much.
Don't you dare block the path. Don't block the path. Great. Get off the pavement. Oh, that was funny. Good memories, that. That was very funny. Anyone, if you get over to Gather Round next year, you must go to a game on the hill. Even just a quarter. Spend a quarter on the hill. It's just great. Especially when the game is terrible. The
hill's going to be rocking on, I don't know what it is, Collingwood, Adelaide.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
That's going to be an experience. Yeah. Friday or Saturday night or something?
I think Friday. I'm checking the schedule as we speak. It is Saturday night, I believe. Yes, Saturday night, 7:35 at the Adelaide Oval.
Be there.
Get pumped. I'll be tuning in. We'll all be tuning in. And you should tune in as well. Followed by the 1:10 game of the century at Ninja Stadium on Sunday. The Kangaroos against the Tigs.
Oh, jeez.
That is... What will... excuse me. What will the attendance be for that, do you reckon?
Ah, six?
Six. Yeah, it's difficult.
It's not a nice round six.
Yep.
Now, lads, I wanted to round off our discussion today. I'm going to educate the audience on something.
I love when you do this.
I didn't know this, but so we've got the Olympics every 4 years. We've also got the World Games every 4 years. Now, the World Games is organized by the Olympic Committee, but it's basically every 4 years, and it's all the events that the Olympics doesn't have. And it's we'll put up a little bit with all the we might not, but anyway, it's got a bunch of random sports. I'll say some of them to you. You've never heard of them. We've got sambo.
Very presumptive of you.
True. Have you heard of sambo, Janus?
I have.
What is it?
It's some sort of martial art.
It is martial art. I don't know what it is. We've got wushu. That's like a Chinese martial art.
I'm sure you butchered that. Yeah.
We've got Aikido. Is that a martial art as well?
Yeah, it is.
I thought that was furniture packaging.
But it got us thinking, what sport would be the best out of all these here? And what would you want to watch? Now, I'll kick us off. I was going to say a sport called korfball.
Yeah.
Which was like Dutch basketball, but we were talking earlier, and the sport of orienteering has really sparked my interest. Orienteering. Allegedly, what is it, Jane? You get dropped off in a forest and you got to find your way around?
Hang on. Let me get it up. I'll read it out for you. Orienteering.
Please do.
All right. Orienteering is an outdoor adventure sport which challenges athletes in route choice and route execution, as well as being physically demanding. So I think basically they just throw you into a forest, give you a GPS and a map, and they say, all right, get from here to here.
It's like the Hunger Games. I'm going to do some orienteering. I'm going to find an orienteering club in Melbourne.
It would be funny, I reckon, if we were in like an orienteering team. It'd be hilarious to see how he went.
That's amazing. T-Dub, what sparks your interest out of the sports?
Oh, being a big ice hockey man, I'd love to have a crack at a bit of lacrosse.
Oh,
really just put the pads on and just run around and smash into people. One of my mates is very good. He's a very good lacrosse player. So, shout out to him and go play. If you live in Australia, go play some lacrosse. They need players. But be braver than me, because that's why I don't play lacrosse. It's tough. It's brutal. You can like... Oh, it's just brutal. But I reckon I'd have a dip at a bit of lacrosse.
I like it.
What about you, Janus? See you with a bit of Muay Thai.
I'm having a look here. I mean, I feel like any sort of martial art. I did do Wing Chun when I was in year 9 for 4 weeks. So any sort of martial art I would have a crack at. But there's actually hockey there. And now I used to play a bit of hockey. There. It's indoor hockey. It's not field hockey.
Oh, okay.
But I really enjoyed playing hockey. It felt like it was football for people who were scared of the physicality.
Isn't hockey a little bit physical?
Yeah,
it is, but it's not like I'm getting tackled. It's not like I'm getting like slung around. So I'll probably give a go at that. But I'm liking dance sport. What the heck is that? Dance sport, let's see.
We've got sumo as well.
That's not up my alley, but dance sport, that seems like it's up my alley. I think it's like a dance-off. There you go. Now, you boys have seen my moves.
I didn't even see baseball was there. It's beautiful.
Flying disc, floorball, no idea what floorball is. No idea what casting is.
I assume it's fishing on the land.
How do you practice life-saving? Do you just throw someone out there and
get... Haven't you watched Bondo Rescue Janus?
No, I have, but that's not a sport. That's like... Is that training?
No, it is a sport. Look, it's in the World Games.
I was life-saving. Sick from school one day, like when I was like 12, and they had Bondi... There was a channel. I can't remember what channel it was, but they had Bondi Rescue on all day, from 9 a.m.
That's perfect.
Till 5 p.m. before the news. I think it must have been Channel 10. And I watched it all day. And I knew nothing about Bondi Rescue. And then I watched all of it. I watched, I don't even know how many episodes it was in one day. It was phenomenal. I learned a lot about the beach that day, I tell you.
Yeah. I got told off by the Bondi Rescue Lifeguards when I went to Bondi.
Did you?
Yeah. Yep, I did. I was in Bondi for a 21st. Decided I'm going to go as a Victorian. I'm going to check out Bondi Beach. Went to Bondi. The flags were all the way up there. I was like, I'm not walking that far. I'm just going to swim here. It was a bit of like a surfer's rip. I was just prancing around in the water, doing handstands or whatever. And they're obviously in the tower, but they've got their binoculars out. And I'm a pasty white guy in bright blue shorts doing handstands. And they're going, oh.
What's this pom doing?
What's this pom doing? And obviously they're looking for hands up, anything out of the water. And all of a sudden they get in their cart and they drive all the way down. I'm just chilling. And they get in their loudspeaker. Can the gentleman in the blue shorts please get out and swim between the flags?
Go on, Jonas. I went,
yep.
Jonas, that's yep. poor form.
No worries.
Actually, Cookie, we can't really fine. Talk. We swim near the rocks. It's Miss Beach all summer, so.
Yeah. To be fair, I did almost get clipped by a few surfers, but that's okay.
We swim amongst the surfers at Smith's.
Oh, we are stupid.
The thing is, though, when you've been going there for 21 years, you sort of have a rite of passage.
Oh, it's a great call.
Like, we've been going there for a fifth of a century. Like, we know the waters. No, I'm kidding. Be safe around water. Even though I am joking that Cookie and I know the swells, know the waves, know the waters.
The problem is the best waves where the surfers are, and I'm like, well, I want a piece of the action.
Exactly.
So I just go over there.
We just go over there.
Yeah, why do you think I was in the rip in Bondi?
You literally said you couldn't be stuck walking between the flags.
And you can't swim.
And you were doing handstands in the water.
I was, yeah. Yeah, I was. They were pretty good. I was hanging them out.
Yes. No, it's beautiful. Well,
I think that might wrap us up for this week.
I was going to say,
give us a prediction for this week. This week's round of football.
Let's get them up. Let's see.
In the words of Jimmy Kiotabong, dime.
Oh.
That
is such a good reference.
Yes, we love Jimmy Kiotabong. James
Kiotabong. I'll tell you what's the match of the round. I'm not even going to... Wait, isn't there Brisbane? Yeah, Brisbane-Frio. That's going to be such a big match.
Friday night, 8:20.
Oh, jeez. What doubleheader on Friday
night? It's not the biggest game of that night. Essendon-St Kilda.
Essendon and St Kilda is not going to be on Channel 7. Oh, it is. It is. Yeah, it is. No. That's horrible. That poor Channel 7.
Jeez.
Yeah, they really did it. They say... Like, watch free-to-air TV. They've butchered it this year.
I think they pulled out of Carlton Essendon, I think.
Yeah, they did. And who blames them?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yep, fair enough.
The Giants... Cookie's
going to that game.
...is a humongous contest. Because the winner will play finals, I think.
Yeah.
That's assuming Gold Coast beat Essendon. Oh, no, but even if they win, they get to 15 wins. So, Gold Coast, assuming they beat Essendon, are effectively third right now.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that earlier, actually. That's good. Good for the comp.
Yeah, Frio-Brisbane is massive. Adelaide-Collingwood is big, but I feel like it's only big...
I mean, it's...
Adelaide have a game in hand, so
Adelaide are a game in hand. But Geelong are getting on them percentage.
Yeah, true. Geelong, if they need Geelong could win the minor premiership if they.
Geelong's gonna win the flag. This is ridiculous. Anyway, here we go.
We move. Nah, Freo. I reckon the loser of Freo Brisbane misses top four, especially if Brisbane lose. But anyway, in the words of James Kiotabong, time.
I like it. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us for our episode 23 of the Three Quarter Time Podcast.
The goat number. Hopefully,
facts. Buddy, MJ, the list goes on.
The fact that you let Gary Rowan. Buddy is ridiculous.
Gary Rowan.
I would have copped LeBron, but you led with Buddy.
Him. He's got a fake 23. I don't even remember him as 23.
Tristan De Silva.
Oh, bang. Hopefully you're enjoying this new form of podcast. I think we are enjoying doing it. And hopefully it's a bit more engaging and spontaneous for you.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we will see you next week. Have a big final quarter, everybody. Thank you.
Peace.